Live stream, we welcome you as well. Praise God. I hope you got your Bible with you. Just open it up and let the Word of God minister to you. All right? Praise God. So we can say this is Remembering God's Faithfulness Part 2. We talked about David Sunday. We talked about David meeting Goliath. And when David was questioned concerning his ability to defeat Goliath, and by the way, this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm not going over there. But David had a testimony, and he remembered how God delivered him. The lion tried to steal the sheep, and David killed the lion. The bear tried to steal the sheep. David killed the bear. And because he remembered God's faithfulness, he was confident that Goliath was nothing. Because he knew that he was relying on God's ability and not his own. Amen. That's that. See, folks, that's the reason we're told to trust God. Trust God. Because God tells us to do things sometimes we can't do it naturally. Sometimes God tells us to do things we don't really know how it's going to get done. And that's the reason we ought to trust Him. Follow His instructions and trust Him because He's faithful. Amen. And it's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with looking back over your life and remembering how God came through for you in different situations, in different circumstances, how God came through. And most of the time, He come through in ways that we don't even expect. Sometimes we think, well, God will probably do it this way, or God will probably do it that way, or I hope this happens, I hope that happens. Sometimes totally different. But yet, God comes through for us. Do I have a witness out here? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to turn to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 3. Now, I want to sort of clue you in to what's happening here. The prophet Jeremiah was lamenting over Jerusalem. The Babylonians had come in, destroyed Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, burned many of the structures, and Jerusalem was laid bare. And not only did they destroy Jerusalem, but they captured the people. And so Jeremiah, the prophet, and you can read chapter 3, or you can read the whole book of Lamentations if you so choose, but Jeremiah saw this, the city destroyed, and he knew the reason it happened was because of the sins of the people. The people had walked away from God. Can I tell you something? It is, hear me good, if you're listening to me online, hear me good. It is a dangerous thing to walk away from God. These folks disobeyed God's command. They lived a terrible life, did some awful things. They rebelled against God by not obeying him. And the truth of the matter is, we're seeing a lot of that today. I hope you're listening to me. And I'm going where I'm going, but I want to say this. I hope you're listening. We cannot take the Word of God and twist it and try to make it mean something that it does not mean just to satisfy us. You ever notice sometimes when folks want to do something, they want to sin or they want to, you know, do something ungodly, they try to find something in the Bible that says it's okay. Just because this is what they want to do. They want to satisfy their flesh or whatever. So they try to find something. Take it out of context. How many of you know you can take the Word of God out of context? Yeah, you can take the Word of God out of context. Try to make it mean something that it does not. But that's when you get in trouble. And there are too many that's gone astray that walk with God. But because of the pull of the flesh, they went astray, and it cost them dearly. The wages of sin is death. This did not originate with me, I've heard others say it, but it is the truth. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Cause you to stay longer than you want to stay. And cost you more than you want to pay. Amen. And so that's what happened to Judah. They did their own thing, and it cost them. So Jeremiah was lamenting over this. He was talking to God about it. But how can we apply that to our lives today? Do you have Lamentations chapter 3? All righty. Look at verse 20. He says, my soul still remembers and sinks within me. I guess it just gave him just a sickening feeling just to think of what happened, especially the temple of God being destroyed. But then that's not all he said. Learn from what he said. He says, verse 21, this I recall to my mind. Now, let me stop right there. That's a good time to remember who God is. Paul and Silas, sitting in jail at midnight, them brothers remembered who God is. So rather than cry and blame God, blame each other, they decided to praise and give glory to God. They decided to sing hallelujah. Are you listening to me? They decided to give God the glory because sitting in jail complaining was not going to help a thing. It's not going to change a thing. But they began to give glory to God. And I think you know the rest of that story. The jail doors flew open. All the chains and whatever else it was that had them bound fell to their feet. Now they could walk out. Look at somebody and say, God will set you free. Now, here's, and I'm not going there because I want to go somewhere else, but here is something the Bible points out in this story. Paul and Silas blessed the Lord, and the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. Now, we know the jailer got saved. His family. Don't you think some of them prisoners may have? I mean, they heard them. They were right there when the jail doors flew open. What am I saying? When you're at your, in your darkest moment, that's the time to give God glory and praise. Because when you do that, God's about to do something. Something's about to happen. Oh, hallelujah. I say something's about to happen. Amen. So we see Jeremiah lamenting over what had happened to Jerusalem and the temple. And then we see, though, in verse 21, he says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have what? I have hope. Therefore, I recall to my mind. And what I recall brings me hope. Hallelujah. And you've heard me say this, hope is just simply you have confidence and you're expecting something good to happen. Every day we wake up, we need to expect something good. Even if it don't look good. Why? Because the Bible tells us everything. When we walk with the Lord, everything works together for our what?
Good.
Huh?
Good.
It may not be good. The devil may mean it for bad, but if we'll do what we're supposed to do, if we'll stay in faith, if we'll continue to bless God, if we refuse to lose our hope, this very thing that is meant for evil, meant for bad, is going to turn around for my good. I don't know how it's going to happen, but that's in God's hand. But his word says all things work together for my good. Why? Because I'm called of God. I'm not just talking about being called to ministry. I'm called into his family. I am a child of God. I'm washed in the blood. And I declare this thing is going to work together for my good. May not feel good, may not look good, may not smell good, but we need to declare this is going to work together for my good. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible tells us in many different places, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope. Turn with me to the book of Romans, 5th chapter. Romans chapter 5. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Therefore, verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in what? Hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also what do what? Glory in tribulation. Now let me stop right there just for a moment. We're not thanking God for the tribulation. We're not thanking God for the problem. But we're giving glory to God right on through the problem. See, that's what Paul and Silas did. They was, actually, they were in the inner prison. That's a problem, naturally. But they chose to give glory to God right in the middle of the problem. So verse 3, not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing, everybody say knowing.
Knowing.
Say it again.
Knowing.
See, this is not going to happen if you don't know it. If you don't know it, you're going to gripe and complain and why? Why did God let me down? Why did God not do this? Why did God not do that? No. That's not the attitude to have. Verse 3 again. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance. In other words, what you are saying, yes, I'm dealing with this situation, this circumstance right now, but I'm not quitting because I know who I am and I know who I belong to.
Amen.
So I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on moving forward. Look at verse 4. And perseverance, character. And character, what?
Hope.
Glory to God. What you saying? What you saying? You are at peace because of who you know. You are at peace. In other words, you have hope. You are confidently expecting something good to come out of this situation. God's going to get the glory, and we're going to be blessed. And guess what? That develops character. Rather than griping and complaining, what do? We bless God. We bless God. Now, I love verse 5. Now, hope does not disappoint. Hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn to Romans, the 15th chapter. And this tells us how to continue to walk in hope. Romans, the 15th chapter, look at verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning. Talking about the Word of God here. That we, through the patience and comfort of what? Comfort of what? That we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have what?
Hope.
Hallelujah. Folks, I just want to say this. I hope you read the Word of God every day and let the Word of God speak to you. How I don't know how many times that I have been facing things over the years. Some of them I didn't have answers for. But I would just grab a hold. I would do Romans 15:4. I would bury myself in the Word of God. And by doing that brought hope to my life. That brought peace to me because I knew God is not going to let me down. God is not going to cause me to be put to shame. Because I am standing on His Word and I am receiving comfort. Let me read it again. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, not be depressed, but have hope. If God did it for them, He'll do it for me. And I can have confidence. And I can still get up from my bed in the morning time with a smile on my face. And words of praise flowing from my lips. because I know that Jesus is Lord of tomorrow. Amen. And so Jeremiah reminded himself of God's faithfulness. Imagine him seeing and knowing that the holy city, Jerusalem, had been utterly destroyed, burned, and the temple of God destroyed. That looks like a hopeless situation, don't it? But he said, I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I have hope. God's about to do something. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know God's going to do something. Amen. Now, I'm not going to finish this tonight, but let's go back to Lamentations chapter 3. And something else he said. Glory to God. All right. Verse 21 again. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. God has never given us what we deserve. Hallelujah. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. See, we can have hope because we know that God is faithful. We know he's faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Psalms 103, the 103rd Psalm. I'm going to read a little bit to you as I get ready to close this out tonight. Let's look at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Forget not means don't forget. Forget not means don't let it slip. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? I'm glad he healed them all. Who redeems your life from destruction? Hallelujah. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You see that? He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. And This is verse 8 is where I'm going. The Lord is what? Merciful and what? Gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in what? In mercy. Glory to God. I want to tell you something. God's faithful. God's faithful. And we see right here in his word that he wants to bless his people, walk with his people. On sunny days, on cloudy days, in the nighttime, even at midnight, he's going to walk with us. And he's going to bless us and give us the victory through every situation if we don't forget. If we don't forget. But if we take comfort in his word, if we take comfort in his word, if we hope in what he has promised, we will see the victory. Because we are confidently expecting good things to happen, even though it may seem very dark around us. We are still expecting good things to happen because God is what? He's what?
Faithful.
He's faithful. Say this, say, God is faithful to me.
God is faithful to me.
Just look up to heaven and say, Father, thank you for being faithful to me.
Father, thank you for being faithful to me.
I know you will never leave me.
And you will
never forsake me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. We have his word to stand on every day of our life. So having done all to stand, what are we to do?
Stand.
Say it again.
Stand.
Having done all to stand, we're to
stand.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your word. That we can stand in good times and less than good times, we can continuously stand because you are faithful to us. Great is your faithfulness.